2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Half a dozen candidates who are looking to take over a long-held congressional seat in Utah are changing their campaign tactics on the fly because of the pandemic.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth report on the primary race in Utah's 1st Congressional District.
For almost two decades, Rob Bishop has held the seat, which serves the northern area of the state. But with Bishop joining the Thomas Wright gubernatorial ticket, the spot is now up for grabs, and six candidates are still campaigning. Step one for most of these congressional hopefuls is simply getting their name out there and having it stick. Blake Moore is an Ogden native and former U.S. Foreign Service officer. He says him and everybody else is just searching for an effective replacement for the in-person rallies, speeches, and town halls they're used to.
Zoom meetings, people are wary of it. Everybody's been blasted digitally. A lot of different town halls, people aren't engaging as much there.
Others say it can be tough to get your money's worth, so you have to be creative. Jamie Cheek is regional director for the Utah State Office of Rehabilitation. She's trying to turn a red seat blue for the first time in almost 40 years.
We've just rented office space to be able to host events, and then the pandemic hit. So it's actually been a nice space to do Zoom calls.
Kerry Gibson, former Utah Commissioner of Agriculture and Food, says not only is face-to-face grassroots campaigning often the most effective, it's also typically the cheapest.
TV and radio and mail and things like that, we can reach large numbers of people, but unfortunately, the challenge with that is it's expensive.
While Katie Witt, current mayor of Kaysville, says her focus is on moving the conversation to where potential voters are. That means now, more than ever, it's picking up the phone and talking to people at home.
I make hundreds of phone calls every week, and they are happy and surprised to be talking to a candidate, you know, personally.
Rounding out the crowded Republican field is former Layton Mayor Bob Stevenson, while Darren Perry is challenging Cheek for the Democratic nomination. Nonetheless, however these candidates go about campaigning in a pandemic, it proves that you can teach an old dog new tricks, but they don't have to like it.
I would much rather be able to have that one-on-one connection with people.
I might be weird, but I love knocking doors because I love talking to people.
Consider myself an extrovert, and every personality test I've ever taken would confirm that.
John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.